بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 14th session, reading from Arabic lessons in Hadith, Al-Mustawa Thalith, and the fourth level Islamic University of Medina Arabic program. Today we'll be reading from page 33, Al-Hadithu Al-Rabi'u Ashara. Al-Rabi'u Ashara, the 14th hadith. Its title is Fi Fadli As-Safi Al-Awwali, yani concerning the excellence, the superiority, or the virtue of the first row, the first line, the first rank of the prayer. Yani the excellence, or the superiority, or the virtue of praying in the first line, the first row of the prayer. And of course, yani the meaning of this is specifically in reference to men, right? Because men, the first rows are best for them and the last rows are worse for them. And women, the last rows are best for them and the first rows are most evil for them. Okay? So the general meaning here is, this is in reference to what praying in the first row means, yani being first, coming early. طيب the hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا ولو يعلمون ما في التهجير لاستبقوا إليه ولو يعلمون ما في العطمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو هبوا متفق عليه. Okay, the meaning of the hadith on the authority of Abu Hurairah. عن Abi Hurairata. And again, Hurairata, it has fatha because of what? Okay, that's the end of the answer. But what's the beginning of the answer? Yani, its i'rab, yani begins with its position, yani in the sentence. It's mudafun ilayhi, majroor, and the sign that it's majroor is fatha because it's mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, mashallah, you came with the last part of the answer and left out the rest of the whole beginning. Mudafun ilayhi. It's the second part of the idafa construction, and therefore the mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. And the sign that a word is majroor, generally primary sign is yani kasra. But here, because the word is mamnu min as-sarf, it takes fatha in place of the kasra. An Abi Hurairata, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يعني أن رسول الله يعني with fatha on رسول fatha is because of what? Okay, because it is اسم أن, and اسم أن is منسوب, the sign that is منسوب is fatha. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, three statements, three sentences. The first one, لو يعلم الناس, لو يعلم الناس, يعني if the people knew, if they knew, لو يعلم, لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول, if they knew what was in the نداء, يعني the call to prayer, the adhan, والصف الأول, and the first rank, the first row, the first line of the prayer. Yani ma here means if they knew the virtue, the excellence, the reward that a person can receive for being the one who calls the adhan, the nida, or praying in the first row. If they knew this, thumma lam yajidu, and then they didn't find, illa yastahimu alayhi, any way to be the one who calls the adhan, or any way to get in the first row, if they didn't find, لم يجدوا, didn't find any tariqah, any sabil to be the one who calls the adhan, to get this great virtue and this reward? They didn't find any way, illa, except ayyastahimu alayhi, that they draw lots upon it. Meaning, wa alaykum salam, that everyone who wants to be the one who calls the adhan, put their name in the box, and we pick one paper, whoever's name came out, they get to be the muadhan. If that was the only way to do it, he said what? Lastahamu. Then they would have drawn lots. They wouldn't have just let anybody be the muezzin. They would say, I want to be the muezzin. No, I want to be. Until they have to draw lots to pick who will get the chance for this great reward and this great virtue. This is the first statement. If the people knew, لو يعلم الناس, if they knew, ما في النداي, what virtue and excellence and reward is in the call to the prayer, والصف الأول in the first row, ثم لم يجدوا, and they didn't find, إلا يستهموا عليه, any way to get that opportunity except by drawing lots for it, لستهموا, then they would have definitely drawn lots. Second statement, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and if they only knew, يعني if they knew, again, مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ, يعني what is contained in التَّهْجِيرِ, coming early to the prayer. If they knew the reward and the excellence and the virtue of coming early to the prayer, لَسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ, then they would have competed, they would have raced with one another to try to get there early. Third statement, لَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ,
huh?
To compete with one another. They would have raced with one another to try to get early. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَطَمَةِ وَالصُّبْحِ, يعني, and if they only knew what excellence, virtue, and reward there is contained in al-'atamati, yani, meaning the night prayer, Isha, وَالصُّبْحِ, meaning the Fajr prayer, dawn. If they knew the virtue that it contained and its excellence and its great reward, لَأَتَوْهُمَا, they would have definitely come to these two prayers, the Isha prayer and the Fajr prayer, in the masjid, in jama'ah, walau habwa, even if they had to come crawling on their hands and knees. Muttafaqun alayh. Type, any question about the wording of this hadith? Any question? Wording, the meaning of the words, or anything in the hadith. Okay, the first part of the hadith, first sentence, لو يعلم الناس. يعني الناس, what is the i'rab of الناس?
فاعل.
الناس is the one who's doing the action. يعني if the people knew ما في النداء, what is contained in the نداء, the call to prayer, والصف الأول, and the first line, the first row, ثم, and then when they came to know that, لم يجدوا, they didn't find any way to get to be the one to call it or to be in the first row. إلا يستهموا عليه. يستهموا, we'll talk about this word, means to draw lots, يعني for the opportunity to be the one who calls the adhan or prays in the first row. If that was the only way they could get it, لستهموا, then they would definitely have drawn lots. The second statement, ولو يعلمون ما في التهجيري. التهجيري تبكيري, يعني coming early. If they knew the virtue and excellence contained in coming early, لستبقوا إليه, they would have raced, they would have hastened to get there. يعني they would have raced with one another to get there first. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَطَمَةِ, and if they knew what virtue and excellence and reward is contained in al-'atama, means al-isha, the night prayer, وَالصُّبْحِ, means the fajr prayer, these two prayers especially, if they knew the virtue and excellence and reward in them, لَأَتَوْهُمَا, they would have definitely come to these two prayers, even if they had to come, يعني, وَلَوْ حَبْوَا, crawling on hands and knees. طيب, any question? Meaning of the words, vocabulary, anything like that. Okay, let's look at our notes, يعني the ma'ani al-kalimat on page 33. Each word and what it means. يا رحمك الله. No, there's no word for here. It's habwa. The meaning of habwa, it means crawling on your hands and knees.
Okay.
Habwa means crawling. Yani haba means to crawl. Crawl on your hands and knees. You have a question?
No.
Faith. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, the first word, النداءُ. النداءُ, its meaning is الأذانُ. الأذانُ. النداء, يعني الندى means to call. يعني ها, حرف النداء, يعني is the what? The particle that's used for calling, to get somebody's attention. Huh? Ya Muhammad. I'm calling Muhammad, right? So this nida here, it means to make the call, to call the people. To call the people to the prayer. Al adhan.
Is nada or nada?
Nada. Nada.
Nada yunadi.
Nada yunadi. Naam. Also from the same root. It's from the same root. Naam. Tayyib. After this, the second word, istahama an-nasu ala kada. Notice the preposition used here is ala. Istahama an-nasu ala kada. Means the people istahama. What's istahama? They drew lots or they cast lots. Ala kada. Ala, yani, for the, yani, get the right of being the one who will, whatever it is that they are drawing lots for. Okay? Ala kada. It means iqtara'u alayhi. Iqtara'a means to draw lots. Yani iqtara'a is another word for istahama, except that iqtara'a is more commonly used. Iqtara'a. Istahama, iqtara'a. Istahama, they say, is from sahm. Yani sahm, that's how they used to draw lots. They used to use the sahm. Sahm is what? An arrow. An arrow that they shoot, bow and arrow. So the sahm, they used to write everybody's name or whatever it was on the sahm, on each arrow, and then they would draw one of the arrows. Whoever's name came up, then they got it. Yani they got the reward or they got the punishment. Maybe it was something good, maybe it was something not good. And maybe they're drawing lots to see who will be thrown off the ship, right? So if your name came up, you'll be thrown off the ship. That won't be good, right? You don't want your name to come up. But if they're drawing lots to see who's going to get the prize, the money, then you hope your name will come up. So it depends. Yani drawing lots is not, the winner is not always the one who gets their name pulled out. They might be the loser.
Is this somebody says haram and he's gambling?
I say it depends. Yeah. Not gambling necessarily.
No, it's not. Not if it's not, if it's gambling. If you're doing it for gambling, then gambling is haram now. But if we are drawing lots to see who's going to get to call the adhan, Muadhan is not here. So say we want to be the one who calls the adhan, so we draw lots. That's not haram.
Maryam,
yeah. Drawing lots for the Maryam, who's going to be her guardian?
Who will take care of her now?
So this is similar to the Al-Qism Ibrahim, Zachariah, Miriam.
Yes, that's what he's saying now. Same thing. Drawing lots to determine who will get, yani, whatever it is that they are fighting over or running from. Either way. Okay, so istahama an-nasu ala kadha means iqtara'u alayhi. Yani they drew lots for that thing. And al-iqtira'a, yani the masdar, it means al-ikhtiyaru bil-qur'ati. Al-ikhtiyar means what? Choosing. Choosing by means of, wa alaykum salam, by means of al-qura'a. Al-qura'a means drawing lots. Yani choosing who will get something by means of al-qura'a. Al-qura'a. Okay, that's the meaning of iqtira'a. And iqtira'a is the word that they defining istahama, iqtara'a. Okay, the next word, istabaqa. Istabaqa an-nasu ila kadha. Notice the preposition here is ila. In the previous verb, the preposition was ala, and here it is ila. And this is important because each verb has a certain preposition that you use with it, if it needs a preposition. And some verbs may be used with different prepositions, but it may change the meaning depending on which preposition you use. So the preposition that goes with a verb is very important. Remember, here it is ila. Istabaqa an-nasu ila kadha. Yani the meaning of it is that the people raced in competition, yani, with one another. Yani sabaqa ba'duhum ba'dha. Yani some of them raced with others. They raced with each other to see who will, yani, get first. Sabaqa. Sabaqa means to race. Sabaqa yusabiqu. Musabaqa means like a contest, competition. Okay, so they will compete with one another. They will race with one another to see who will be first. At-tahjiru, and of course this word came in the second part, the second statement of this hadith. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ. And if the people knew the virtue and reward of coming early, لَسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ, they would have raced to it. Naam.
استبق here and سابق both verbs?
Verbs, yes.
Meaning something also.
Yeah, they mean the same. Naam. But they are different forms of the verb, but they have the same meaning. They're both from the same root. Seen, ba, qaf. But sometimes, yani, the different forms of the verb could have the same meaning. Like when you look in the dictionary, they may say the third form, it has the same meaning as the first form. Or the fifth form has the same meaning as the third form. They're from the same root. They're different forms of the verb, different babs, but they sometimes have the same meaning. Usually they don't have the same meaning, but it's common that they may have the same meaning. It's not unusual. Now, now.
You said the preposition that's used before the verb affects the meaning.
The preposition that's used with the verb, with meaning after the verb.
After.
Yeah. It affects the meaning because it determines, yani, if a verb is used with more than one preposition, then which preposition you use will determine what you mean by it.
Sallama ala sallamtum
ayyuha. Naam. Sometimes the meaning will be completely different, and sometimes it may be the opposite meaning. طيب. After this, the word التهجير, which came in the second statement, لو يعلمون ما في التهجير. If the people knew what is in تهجير, the meaning is تبكير إلى الصلاة. التهجير, it means being early in arriving for the prayer. التبكير إلى الصلاة, being early and arriving for the prayer. The next word, العطمة, came in the last statement of this hadith, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَطَمَةِ وَالصُّبْحِ. Now if the people only knew what is in العطمة, العطمة means الإشاء, the late night prayer, يعني the last prayer of the night, يعني of the day. And the last word that came is حبوة, يعني if they knew the virtue and reward in العطمة, يعني meaning the إشاء prayer, and the صبح meaning the فجر prayer, لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبَوَا, they would have come to these two prayers, they would have attended them in congregation in the masjid, وَلَوْ حَبَوَا, even if they had to come crawling. الْحَبُو means الْمَشْيُ عَلَى الْيَدَيْنِ وَالْرُكْبَتَيْنِ. Abdul Karim, this is where الْيَدَيْنِ وَالْرُكْبَتَيْنِ came.
Okay.
Came in this word here.
Okay.
الْحَبُو الْمَشْيُ, it means walking, عَلَى الْيَدَيْنِ, on your hands, وَرُكْبَتَيْنِ, and your knees. Meaning what? Crawling. Crawling. A person crawling on hands and knees. وَهُوَ مَصْدَرٌ, يعني الْحَبُو is the مَصْدَر, the infinitive from the verb هَبَى يَحْبُو. هَبَى يَحْبُو means to crawl. Now, okay, one more word here. On page, top of page 34. You here for the class? Let me just give you a copy of the paper. We're on page 34. Top of the page, walau. Walau, taqulu, yani this is how this word is used. Yani the meaning of walau, meaning even if. Even if. It is used like this. They give us three examples. The first one, ishtari hadha al-kitaba walau kana ghaliyan. Yani ishtari hadha al-kitaba means what?
Buy.
This is ishtari, is the command form. Buy this book. Hadha al-kitaba. What is the i'rab of kitaba?
Badal.
Badal from the ism ishara hadha. Ism ishara hadha is what? Maf'ulun bi. مبنيٌ في محل نصب. يعني it's in the place where it should be منسوب, and therefore الكتاب, which is its يعني substitute, exchange, it has to have the same ruling. اشتري هذا الكتاب ولو كان غاليا, Yani, even if it was expensive. Buy it anyway, even if it's expensive. Yes.
Badal is the substitute for...
Yani, it can take... No, it's this, it takes the place of... Yani, there's different types of badal, but this badal here is with the ism ishara. Whenever you have an ism ishara, and the word following it has alif lam, is definite, then these two words can be exchanged for one another. Meaning you can take the ism ishara out and just use the badal, the meaning is complete. Or you take the badal out and you just use leave the ism ishara, the meaning is complete. So that means they can be exchanged. And you can take one or the other out, the meaning will not be lost, except that when they're used together, the meaning is more complete. Okay, the second example they gave us for walau, even if, uhdur, walau kunta marida, meaning, attend, yani uhdur, yani, even if you were sick, yani attend the lesson, even if you are sick, huh? So don't say I didn't come to class last week because I was sick. Uhdur, walau kunta مريضة. Okay, the last example he gave, لا أريد هذا القلم. Again, القلم here is بدل, that's why it's منسوب. أريد, لا أريد هذا القلم. I do not want this pen. ولو أعطيتني إياه مجانا. Even if you had given it to me free, I don't want it. Huh? ولو أعطيتني, even if you had given it to me, يعني free. Okay, so this is how the expression ولو is used. And after this we have إضاحات نحوية, يعني grammatical clarifications. This is a very important point. يعني the حرف, يعني here لو, it says لو is حرف امتناء لامتناء. What do we mean? حرف, يعني it's a particle of امتناء that prevents لامتناء, because something was prevented. يعني because somebody didn't do something, then something doesn't happen. امتناء لامتناء. يعني the failure of this person to do something prevents the other thing from happening. Okay, we'll see exactly how that works. But first, before that, we'll say what? This is the, this lao, its name is harf imtinan limtinan. وَهِيَ تُفِيدُ ثَلَاثَةَ أُمُورٍ. And it gives us three matters. يعني we benefit from it in three ways. Three points related to this harf. The first one is a shartiyya. يعني لو gives us a conditional statement. Shartiyya, shart. There's a condition. If this happens, then this happens. If this doesn't happen, this doesn't happen. If you do this, then I will do this. That's conditional. Okay, so lao is a conditional statement. Second point, though, about lao. كون الشرط في الزمن الماضي. وكون الشرط في الزمن الماضي. Meaning, the condition here with lao is going to be a past tense condition. If you had done that in the past, then this would have happened in the past. Okay, so it's a conditional statement in reference to the past as opposed to a conditional statement in the future. If you, yani, come tomorrow, then you will get something. That's future, right? But here, this lao is used for past tense conditional statement. Okay, past tense. The third thing is امتناع الجواب لامتناع الشرط. يعني this شرط is what kind of شرط? امتناع الجواب. The response is prevented. لامتناع الشرط. Because the condition was not fulfilled. Okay, you didn't fulfill the condition. Therefore, يعني the response does not occur. That's the meaning of حرف امتناع لامتناع. يعني the condition was not fulfilled. It didn't happen. Therefore, the response, the jawab also, did not occur. Okay, so this is, yani, the important, yani, matters related to law. This particular conditional, yani, particle of condition Yani it's used as a conditional particle. It's used, its meaning is in the past tense. And what happens with it is that if the condition is not fulfilled, yani since the condition was not fulfilled, then the response did not occur. And then they give us an example here. لو اجتهدت لنجحت. لو اجتهدت. Yani, meaning?
If you had worked hard.
If you had worked hard, اجتهد. If you had worked hard, لنجحت. Then you would have passed. You would have passed. Okay? A, the meaning, لم تجتهد. You didn't work hard. In the past tense, you didn't work hard. فلم تنجح. Therefore, you did not pass. Yani, because you didn't work hard, then yani, the response yani, also didn't occur. You didn't work hard, therefore you didn't pass. Says here, يأتي بعدها الفعل الماضي كما في المثال. Now they're telling us about the harf امتناء الامتناء, that after it, there may come after it a past tense verb. فعل ماضي يأتي بعدها كما في المثال, as in the example that they gave us. يعني لو اجتهدت, اجتهدت is past tense verb. لنجحت, past tense verb. وإذا جاء بعدها فعل مضاري, but if a مضاري verb comes after it, كما في الحديث الأول, كما في الحديث أول بالماضي. يعني إذا جاء بعدها فعل مضارع, if a present tense verb comes after it, كما في الحديث, as in the hadith, أول, then it will be interpreted to mean past tense, بالماضي. يعني it will be understood or interpreted to have the past tense meaning. Because حرف امتناء الامتناء, يعني we said that what? Its meaning is الزمن الماضي. So even if a مضاري verb comes after it, we will understand its meaning means past tense. Understand that its meaning is past tense. Also they said, يقترن جوابها المثبت باللام. يعني the response, the جواب of this conditional statement, if it is in the affirmative form, then it is accompanied by the alam. It is accompanied by the particle lam. وَلَا يَقْتَرِنُ بِهَا جَوَابُهَا الْمَنْفِيُّ. But if its response, يعني its جواب, is يعني negative, then it is not accompanied by the particle lam. يعني that's the general rule, but there are exceptions. And then they give us an example to explain what they mean. For example, لَوْ عَرَفْتُ أنك تأتي لزيارتي ما خرجت من البيت. يعني لو عرفت أنك تأتي لزيارتي. Meaning? نعم. If I knew that you were going to come لزيارتي to visit me, ما خرجت من البيت. I would not have gone out from the house. Here we see then that the جواب. What is the جواب here? ما خرجت is the جواب. ما خرجت is the جواب. Is it يعني مثبت or منفي? It's منفي. It's negative. Because he said what? ما خرجت. I would not have gone out of the house. So therefore it is not accompanied by لام. It is not accompanied by لام. And we'll see يعني in the examples that follow how it is accompanied by لام in other cases. Okay? Then they said يجوز الأقصى وهو قليل. يعني يجوز الأقصى means what? The opposite of this rule is also permissible. It's also possible, but it happens rarely. قليل. It doesn't happen كثير. It is a little. That means that the مثبت, يعني the مثبت, the جواب that's مثبت, it normally takes لام. And the جواب that's منفي, it doesn't take لام. But the opposite is also true, that the مثبت can be without لام, and the منفي can be accompanied by لام. That's possible, but it is يعني rare. It is not plentiful. إليك أمثلة أخرى, and take the following examples. لي for the particle لو. Okay, the first example they gave, لو عرفت أنك مريض لعدتك. لعدتك meaning?
If
If I knew that you were sick, I would have visited you. I think the voweling here, yeah, it should be with dhamma. Law araftu. Law araftu annaka. If I had known that you were maridun, sick, la'udtuka, I would have visited you. So notice that the jawab here, the condition is, if I had known, that's the condition. If I had known, past tense, that you were sick, I would have visited you, past tense. Okay, I would have visited you. The jawab here is, udtuka, and it is muthbat or manfi. It's muthbat, yani it's affirmative. It's not negative, it's affirmative. I would have visited you. Therefore, it's accompanied by lam. The second example, لو أكلت هذا الطعام الفاسد لمرضت. يعني, if you had eaten this rotten or spoiled food, you would have become sick. You would have become sick. Okay, so the condition is, لو أكلت, past tense, if you had eaten, يعني, but since you didn't eat, then you didn't become sick. But if you had eaten, هذا الطعام الفاسد لمرضت, that's the jawab. It is مرضت, يعني is affirmative. It's مثبت, therefore it's accompanied by لام. Okay, the third example and final example they gave us, لو عرفت أن سفرك اليوم ما تأخرت. لو عرفت أن سفرك اليوم, meaning, if I had known that your trip or your journey was today, safaraka, if I had known that it was today, ma ta'akhkhartu, I would not have come late. Okay, the condition here is araftu. If I had known, past tense, that your trip was today, ma ta'akhkhartu, I would not have come late. The jawab here, ta'akhkhartu, is muthbat or manfi. It's manfi, it's negation, right? Because he said, if I had known that your trip was today, I would not have come late. That's negative, that's manfi. Therefore, we see it is not accompanied by lam. Okay, so this, yani lao, amtina al-amtina, again, it is the particle of prevention. Yani something is prevented from happening because something else didn't happen, meaning the condition wasn't fulfilled, so the response did not occur. There are three factors related to it, that a shartiyah, it's a conditional statement, and second, that its condition is in the past tense. Even if the verb that comes after it is a mudari verb, it is yani interpreted to mean yani present past tense. Even if it's a mudari verb, we understand it to mean past tense. And the third thing is what actually happens with this particle is that yani the jawab is prevented from occurring due to the prevention of the condition. Yani the person didn't fulfill the condition, therefore the response didn't happen. Okay, after this, on page 35.
The example given in the table,
this
is something
different.
The example given in the table, which example?
Walau. Different. No, it's different. Walau here, yani, this is a different expression that has a meaning, a different meaning. That the meaning here is, yani, even if. Yani, do this or don't do that, even if. Even if, naam, it's different.
And also, when compared to the hadith, the example in the hadith, walau was preceded a noun, like the ism, but here it preceded the fi'al in the example.
Say that again? In the hadith.
Yes.
Law ya'alamu an-nasu.
Yeah, walau, okay, the last sentence.
The last one?
Yeah.
That's waw al-atif. Okay, walau habwan. Yani even if you had to come crawling. That's the lao that's in the table first. That's not lao emptina al emptina.
Yeah, I just see a little different because the example on the table is accompanied by a fi'l, but here we have.
No, it doesn't matter, accompanied by fi'l or otherwise. Okay. You know, it's just yani this is expression that's used for even if naam. Okay, after this, page 35, top of the page, the meaning of this hadith. And let's see, time. Naam. Ma'an al-hadith. And again, this hadith is composed of three components or three statements. The first of them is in the, yani what he begins with, the meaning of the hadith, لو علم الناس فضيلة الأذان وعظيم جزائه. لو علم الناس, yani if the people had known the virtue, the excellence, the superiority of the adhan, yani this act of worship, of calling the adhan, yani Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said that the level of excellence of the of calling the adhan is greater than leading the prayers. Naam. 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 Yani, what would be the status of the people who call adhan yawm al-qiyamah? Yani, even, yani, who would bear witness for them? Even the trees and stones, nothing they heard of them would bear witness. Naam. Naam. So here, the point is what? Yani, لو علم الناس, if the people really knew, meaning understood and believed, yani, that this is a fact, yani, the excellence, the virtue, superiority of the adhan, وعظيم جزائه, and the greatness of its reward, if the people had known this, لأراد كل واحد منهم أن يؤذن حتى يحصل على هذه الفضيلة وذلك الجزاء. Yani, two things here. If the people had known the excellence, the station, the status of the adhan, and the great reward for doing so, huh? If they had known this, لأراد كل واحد منهم, every one of them would have wanted أن يؤذن, to call the adhan, حتى يحصل, and so that they would achieve على هذه الفضيلة, this great excellence and virtue, وذاك الجزاء, and that reward. Yani the status of the one who calls the adhan and the reward they will receive from Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, if people knew about this, then everyone would want to, yani, call the adhan so that they could achieve this station, this great status, and this tremendous reward. In that case, if the people knew it and they wanted to everyone to call the adhan, وَاضْطُرَّ النَّاسُ حِينَئِذٍ إِلَى الْإِقْتِرَاعَ عَلَيْهِ لِإِخْتِيَارِ مَنْ يُؤَذِّنْ. In that case, the people would be وَاضْطُرَّ, they would be what? Compelled. They would be forced to, in that case, at that point, to cast lots, الْإِقْتِرَاعَ عَلَيْهِ لِإِخْتِيَارِ, to choose مَنْ يُؤَذِّنْ, who will call the adhan. And the Shaykh also speaks about this. Maybe if we have time, we'll come back to what he said about Bani. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. If the people knew the station and status of calling the adhan and the reward, the great reward they would get for it, the people, they would not have any choice. They would not have any way to select who would call it except by drawing lots. Because everybody would want to be the one calling the adhan. But yet today, maybe you go to the masjid, somebody says, call the adhan. And the other one says, no, you call the adhan. No, you call it. I don't want to do it. Huh? This is the condition of the people today. Second statement, وَكَذَلِكَ, and likewise, in the same way, it says, وَكَذَلِكَ لَمْ عَلِمَ, it should be لَوْ عَلِمَ. Huh? In the book, huh? The third line, it says, وَكَذَلِكَ لَمْ عَلِمَ, third line. It should say وكذلك لو علم الناس لو علم, if the people knew فضيلة الصف الأول, the virtue and excellence of the first line of the prayer, the first row, وثواب, this should be without تاء, وثواب, it says يعني وثوابت, it should be وثواب, با should be the last letter. Yani, if they know the fadilat al-saf al-awwal, wa thawaba salati fihi, and the reward of praying in it, in the first row. If people know the excellence of the first row, and the thawab, the reward that they will receive for praying in it.
Yeah. Bismillah wa salatu salam wa sallallahu wa ala man wa ala ba'd.
Now, he asks first. No, I mean, once somebody has been appointed, then خلاص, you know, the matter is finished. And when the imam tells somebody to lead the prayer, then nobody else can fight for that position, right? It's done. But I'm saying if the opportunity was open and it was available, then now you have a question.
So we get the same reward by listening.
Inshallah, you get some reward now. There's no doubt. Thawab, thawab. It should be, يعني in the third line. وكذلك لو علم الناس فضيلة الصف الأول وثواب. يعني it should be ثا فتة واو فتة ألف باء باء no باء with فتة يعني should be وثواب يعني it's معطوف على فضيلة يعني منسوب وثواب الصلاة فيه يعني if the people know the excellence of the first row and the thawab of the prayer in the first row لَأَرَادَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ every one of them would have desired يعني كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمْ every one of them would have desired, intended أَنْ يُصَلِّيَ to perform the prayer فِيهِ يعني in it, in the first row وَلَقْتَرَعَ and they would have drawn lots يعني the nas, the people لَقْتَرَعَ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ they would have drawn lots for this opportunity يعني to get into the first row لِيَخْتَارُ in order to choose الَّذِينَ يُصَلُّونَ فِيهِ who will be those who will pray in the first line فَإِنَّ الصَّفَّ الْأَوَّلَ لَا يَصَعُ الناس جميعا because indeed the first row the first line will not be it will not accommodate the people all of them يعني لا يسع it will not accommodate الناس جميعا يعني if there are 50 people everybody can't pray in the first line right any 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 or 25 everybody's not going to get in the first line so they will have to draw lots the third statement Sheikh says ولو علم الناس فضيلة التبكير إلى الصلوات لاستبقوا إليه يعني and if the people knew the excellence the virtue of تبكير يعني in the hadith it came تحجير and the meaning of it is تبكير يعني فمن بكر يبكر تبكير يعني from the second form of the verb mean to come early. If they know the excellence, huh? Yani, the meaning of it has different meanings. But the intended meaning here, Allahu A'lam, according to the majority of scholars, it means tabqir generally. But it may mean tahajir, also may mean from hajira, means to come to the dhuha prayer. Yani, the tahajira is the time for dhuha prayer. Some of the scholars say it means coming early to the dhuha prayer. But yani, the meaning is general, inshallah. Means coming early to any prayer. لو علم الناس فضيلة التبكير إلى الصلوات coming early to the prayers لاستبقوا إليه they would have سابق بعضهم بعضا they would have hastened, raced against one another to come early. ولو علم فضيلة صلاتي and if the people knew يعني the excellence of these two prayers صلاتي يعني العشاء والفجر يعني in the hadith it came العطمة والصبح العطمة is عشاء and الصبح is فجر if they knew the excellence of these two prayers the عشاء prayer and the فجر prayer لحضروهما they would have attended both of them في المسجد in the masjid مع الجماعة along with the congregation ولو كانوا غير قادرين على مشي لمرض لذهبوا إلى المسجد ولو حبوا and the last sentence of this explanation of this hadith ولو كانوا غير قادرين if they were not able على مشي they were not able to walk لمرض due to some sickness لذهبوا إلى المسجد ولو حبوا they would have still gone to the masjid even if they had to crawl even if they had to crawl Okay, quickly, from this hadith, they mentioned two points. مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ min ahkamin. What do we benefit, or what benefits do we get from this hadith in terms of ahkam, rulings? The first point is fadilatu al-adhani wa-safi al-awwali wa-tabkiri ila salati wa-salati al-isha'i wal-fajri. Yani the excellence and the virtue, the high status, the superiority of calling the adhan, praying in the first row, and at tabkir, coming early to the prayer, and the virtue and excellence and high status of the two prayers, Salate al-Isha wal-Fajr. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And remember that these two prayers are the most difficult prayers for the munafiqeen. Naam. But they are the, yani, two of the greatest of the prayers, yani, in virtue and excellence. The second point, al-hathu, from this hadith also there is encouragement. Al-hathu ala ta'adhini, yani, in being the one who calls the adhan, wa ada'i salati fi saff al-awwali, and performing the prayer in the first row, yani, encouragement to be the one who calls the adhan and to perform the prayer in the first row, and also encouragement, at-tabkiri ila salati, and being early in attending the prayer, and also encouragement in ada'i as-salawati fil masjid, in performing the prayers, yani the five daily congregational prayers in the masjid. In the masjid. Naam. And the last point is very important point. لو يعلمون ما في العظمة والصبح لا توهما ولا حبوا. And this, what he's saying here is that this, in this hadith, is an encouragement for a number of things. The last of them is the performance of the salawat fil masjid. Meaning, if you knew the virtue of these prayers, you would have come to perform them, even crawling. Come to where? To the masjid, congregation. He didn't say, if you knew the virtue of these prayers, you would have performed them on time only. No, but you would have not only came early for them, not only called the adhan for them, not only tried to pray in the first row, but you would have come to the masjid, even if you had to come crawling. And this also emphasized the point of the importance of the salat and jama'ah that we had in the previous hadith, right? Salat al-jama'ati afdalu min salat al-fadhi bisab'in wa ishrina ishrina daraja. So this hadith also supports the meaning there, that is the excellence and virtue and importance of the prayer in jama'ah, in the masjid, at the time of the adhan and iqamah, at the time be following the imam, at the time of adhan and iqamah, not coming to the masjid 1 hour after the prayer and finding somebody else who's late and making a second jama'ah, as though you're going to get the reward of the people who came when the adhan was called and prayed with the imam in the jama'ah. Naam? Naam. Yani, there's a lot of explanations, but the clearest explanation, why are these prayers the most difficult for the hypocrite? It is because the Isha prayer, yani, especially certain times of the year, is very late. And people want to sleep. They don't want to wait for Isha. So it's hard to get to the Isha prayer because what? I'm not waiting for that. I'm just going to bed. Okay? So the hypocrite, he doesn't really believe anyway, right? So he's just faking. But it's too difficult to stay up that late. Maybe the Isha prayer is 10 o'clock at night, and he wants to go to sleep. And the Fajr prayer, yani, is too early. He doesn't want to get up out of sleep. So these two prayers, yani, prevent him from going to sleep early and force him to get up early. And these are the things that he's not really pleased with because he doesn't have Iman. But Iman motivates the person to stay up late, even though it might be difficult. And to get up early, even though it might be difficult. Because of what? Because of your belief and your strong iman of the obligation to do so and the reward for doing so. Now,
is hypocrisy only for those who don't go to masjid? Yeah. Or also for those who stay home, but they pray shown time? Are those people who praying Isha and Fajr at home,
they also come in this category only if there is a masjid close.
This is a different issue, and really we don't have time because our time is almost finished, okay? But after the class, if we want to discuss it, we can discuss it in detail. The important thing is, now he's bringing a different issue. If the people don't have a masjid near them, masjid is very far, and they pray on time but they pray at home, that's a different issue altogether. Yani, this is the issue that is related to the question that there's difference of opinion about. Is it mandatory to pray in the jama'ah, or is it mustahab? And some of the scholars said it's mandatory to pray in the jama'ah. Yani, last week we talked about this. I don't want to go into detail now, but we said that there are a number of opinions. Some scholars said it's sunnah, mu'akkada. And some scholars said that it is fard kifaya. And some scholars said that it's fard ayn. And some scholars said that it's shart li sihat as-salat. Yani, the salat is invalid if you didn't pray in the jama'ah. So this is the issue, there's difference of opinion about it. But in any case, the general meaning, what's understood, is all things are equal, person, there is a masjid, and they're able to go to the masjid, and they don't go, then this is the hardship that is mentioned. It's hard for the hypocrites to get up and come to the masjid, yani, in those times. That's the general meaning of it. But now there's difference of opinion, is coming to the masjid obligatory or not? Is it only obligatory on the whole community, fard, kifaya, or is it obligatory on every individual? Or is it a condition for the validity of the prayer, which is the opinion of the Zahiriya madhab? In any case, we talked about it a little bit last week. It's a big question, yani. We'll try to look at it some other time. But anyway, let's try to finish. We have questions here. Yani, as'ila on page bottom of page 35. It says, ishrah ma ya'ati. Yani, give a brief explanation of first thing. لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا يستحموا عليه. Yani, brief explanation of this statement, the first line of the hadith. If the people knew what is contained in the nida and the first row, and they didn't find any way to get it except to draw lots for it, lastahamu, then they would have drawn lots. What is the meaning of this first line? Brief explanation. Yani, Abu Bakr, now. In English, no problem. We're pressed for time right now. Walaikum salam.
Calling the Adhan or being the first who they will draw a lot for it. And also.
Okay, but that's the first line. Yes. Yani, if the people know the excellence, the virtue, and the reward of the nida, meaning the Adhan, and if they knew yani, the excellence and the reward of praying in the first row, and there was no way for anybody to get that position except by drawing lots, they would have drawn lots. Naam. You want to add something?
Yes, this implies
that they don't know or that they don't understand. Yani, the people know, but the point is they don't understand
the magnitude
of the affair. It's not that they don't know, or I mean some people may not know, but many people do know. But even though they know, they don't understand, so they don't do it. Okay, after this, he said, B, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. Yani, if they knew what is in the tahjir, they would have yani, hastened to it. Now, what is the meaning here?
Well, if they knew what the importance coming early, they would have completed.
Naam, if they know the importance, the excellence, the superiority, the virtue, and the reward. And the reward. Not only is this a virtuous deed, but the reward for it is tremendous. So if they knew that it's a virtuous deed that has a high status with Allah, and along with that, to more encouragement, if they knew the great reward that they're going to get, then they would have, yani, hastened, لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. They would have raced to it. And the third point, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَطَمَةِ وَالصُّبْحِ لَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبَوَا. What is the meaning? If they know the reward of the Isha and Fajr prayer, and also it's what?
Excellence.
It's excellence, superiority. And even though they were, even if they were not able to walk due to some sickness or impediment or impairment in their body, even if they were unable to walk, they would still come to it even if they had to come crawling. That is if they knew. Yani, so now, what does that mean then? It's incumbent upon us to know. Yani, to find out, what is this Isha prayer and Fajr prayer? What is its station, its status, its excellence? Yani, one hadith the Prophet ﷺ said, that whoever prays the Isha prayer in Jama'ah, they will get rewarded for praying half of the night. And whoever prays the Fajr prayer in Jama'ah, they will get rewarded for praying the whole night. So if a person knew this, then that would be a tremendous encouragement for them to perform these two prayers. Okay, question number two. أذكر حديثا في فضل الأذان والصف الأول والتبكير إلى الصلاة وصلاة العشاء والفجر. Mention a hadith concerning the virtue and the excellence of the Adhan and the first performing prayer in the first row and coming early to the Salat and the excellence of these two prayers, the Isha prayer and the Fajr prayer. Okay, who memorized the hadith? Let's try Abu Bakr now. After this, quickly, أذكر معاني الكلمات الآتية. أذكر معاني الكلمات الآتية. What's the meaning of استهما?
To draw lots.
In Arabic? اقترع. عليه. يعني لاختيار. يعني for choosing. يعني one of the people. نعم. بالقرعة. طيب, the second meaning is استبقى. استبقى. نعم. سبق بعضهم بعضا. يعني they would, some of them would have been racing with others. العطمة. الإشاء. The night prayer. الحبو. نعم. المشي على اليدين وركبتين. Number four, the last question is أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. Use each of the following words in a complete sentence, a beneficial sentence. لو, ولو, and استهما. Okay, لو, in a sentence, لو. نعم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متشدد. طيب, أحسنت يا أبو بكر. ولو, ولو, ولو. نعم, مصطفى.
ولو كان أباهم لا يحملون.
What's the beginning of it? Slow down. Yani, even if their parents didn't know anything. Naam. Istahama. 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 What is the meaning of istahama? Naam. على
ما يؤذن اليوم.
طيب, what's the meaning?
The people
draw lots. For who? طيب. على ما you're saying?
على من.
Ah, that's why I was not clear. I was trying to figure out ma came here. Ala men yu'adhin. Okay. Yani, to decide who. Okay. Okay, before we close, because time is completed here now, I wanted to read, but anyway, there's no time, so we'll just take the hadith for next week. Yani on the bottom of page 36, al-hadith al-khamisu wa ashara, yani the 15th hadith fi adab al-siyam. Yani Ramadan is coming near, so this hadith is appropriate for us. Fi adab al-siyami. Yani concerning what? The manners or the etiquette of fasting. Concerning the manners or etiquette of fasting. Hadith number 15, an Abi Hurairata رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Notice here there's a word missing, right? قال قال رسول لفظ الجلالة. The word is missing here. The لفظ الجلالة is missing here. It's like قال قال رسول الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يضع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يضع طعامه وشرابه رواه البخاري وأبو داود واللفظ له يعني عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. قال يعني Abu Huraira said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من لم يضع قول الزوري, يعني whoever didn't leave off, من لم يضع قول الزوري, false speech, والعمل به, and false action, يعني acting upon it, العمل به, acting upon that which is false, والجهل, and ignorant behavior. Whoever doesn't leave off these things, yani a person is fasting, but they didn't leave off false speech and false action and ignorant behavior, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ, then Allah doesn't have any need, أَنْ يَضَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ, that that person leave off their food and their drink. Allah has no need for that, because the purpose of you abandoning the lawful food and drink is to train you to abandon unlawful, yani behavior that's displeasing to Allah. Rawa al-Bukhari, it is reported by al-Bukhari and Abu Dawood, wa lafzu lahu, meaning the wording is for Abu Dawood. The exact wording is for Abu Dawood. This is the hadith for next week. Naam. Okay, so we will suffice with this. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.